Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, September 14th. Happy Resurrection Day. I hope that you are experiencing the joy of God's resurrection power today. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Lord, we lift our hearts to you, and we're reminded as the night has passed that the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. The Oracle Concerning the Valley of Vision. What do you mean that you have gone up, all of you, to the housetops? You who are full of shoutings, tumultuous city, exultant town. Your slain are not slain with the sword or dead in battle. All your leaders have fled together. Without the bow, they were captured. All of you who were found were captured, though they have fled far away. Therefore I said, look away from me, let me weep bitter tears. Do not labor to comfort me concerning the destruction of the daughter of my people. For the Lord God of hosts has a day of tumult and trampling and confusion in the valley of vision, a battering down of walls and a shouting to the mountains. And Elam bore the quiver with chariots and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. Your choicest valleys were full of chariots, and the horsemen took their stand at the gates. He has taken away the covering of Judah. In that day you looked to the weapons of the house of the forest, and you saw that the breaches of the city of David were many. You collected the waters of the lower pool, and you counted the houses of Jerusalem, and you broke down the houses that fortify the wall. You made a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool. But you did not look to him who did it, or see him who planned it long ago. In that day, the Lord God of hosts called for weeping and mourning, for baldness and wearing sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, killing oxen and slaughtering sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. The Lord of hosts has revealed himself in my ears. Surely this iniquity will not be atoned for you until you die, says the Lord God of hosts. Before we move on, I just want to read what my study Bible says about this passage. In verses 1 through 14, this is the people of Jerusalem marked by mindless escapism and frantic self-salvation. They're trying their best to save themselves with their chariots and their horsemen. And also they're on top of the roofs, shouting and exultant. And yet their destruction is coming. It made me think about how sometimes our lives are marked by mindless escapism. I think that's a challenging term, and frantic self-salvation. And how the Lord is calling us to turn away from the things that distract us and to turn to Him, the only one who can save us. And then about that term, valley of vision, that's found in verse 1 and also in verse 5. The irony here is that Mount Zion, which is a high mountain, has become a valley, and the spiritual vision to be expected there has become a blind and reckless drive for present pleasure without regard for God. Let us turn now to our second reading from Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 8. This one is a chilling passage where it talks about Saul, who later becomes Paul, but in this season, he is ravaging the church, and then Philip proclaiming Christ in Samaria. And Saul approved of his execution. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church, and entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them Christ. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city. And then our final reading from Psalm 64, verse 10. I'm going to read it twice. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart praise him. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart praise him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together and as we pray together prayers from daily prayer from common worship. I want to end our time together today with a prayer from the book, The Valley of Vision. This is a book that was written or compiled by Arthur Bennett. It's a collection of Puritan prayers and devotions. Will you pray with me? The title is The Valley of Vision. Lord, high and holy, meek and lowly, Thou hast brought me to the valley of vision, where I live in the depths, but see Thee in the heights. Hemmed in by the mountains of sin, I behold Thy glory. Let me learn by paradox that the way down is the way up, that to be low is to be high, that the broken heart is the healed heart, that the contrite spirit is the rejoicing spirit, that the repenting soul is the victorious soul, that to have nothing is to possess all, that to bear the cross is to wear the crown, that to give is to receive, that the valley is the place of vision. Lord, in the daytime, stars can be seen from deepest wells, and the deeper the wells, the brighter the stars shine. Let me find Thy light in my darkness, Thy life in my death, Thy joy in my sorrow, Thy grace in my sin, Thy riches in my poverty, Thy glory in my valley. Amen.